I was going to say something so quick before,
sure.
before we go into the Q&A. One of the reasons why, well, remember last, well, this is last year all over again. Oh man, my voice. So, one of the reasons we decided on was on this type of topic
Thank you so much.
For this weekend. You guys can laugh at me as well, dude. I'm laughing at myself.
You're good, bro. You're good. You're good. You got this.
One of the reasons I brought this up for as a theme for this weekend is that for those of you who know me, know that I pastored before, and before that I was helping out with youth, and before that I was in youth, and I've been in the church for a long time. But not a lot of people know this story, and it's that, thank you, oh man, look at this, is that I got to a point when I was like a little bit older in high school, and I actually had to make a decision because it was really bothering me. And it was, okay, well, you know, if this Christian thing is really something that is real, I need to know.
Thank you, Bruce.
Because it's not always easy. And I don't like to just dive into things and just do it because I'm a very stubborn person. I'm hard-headed. And I'm very strong-willed. And those could be good things. They could also be bad things. But I was at a point in my life where I just needed to know that it was real or not real. Is it worth following? And to make a long story short, I had some very difficult things going on in my life, and I could either deal with it the God way, or I can run this way. And running this way would have been a lot easier, because I could just do whatever I want. And I took about a good 6 months and studied everything about the existence of God, about Jesus. I read a lot of books. I was online all the time. I couldn't sleep. I just had to know whether or not God was real, whether or not Jesus says or is who he says he was and is. I was at a point where I needed to know. And to make a long story short, that journey that I took changed my entire life for good. And because it wasn't just a thing that I did because my parents told me to do it, or because, you know, I just, it was the thing to do, go to church on Sundays and believe, I guess. It became my thing. It became something that I pursued for myself. And like Alanza was said many times tonight, when you stack up the evidence and you research everything about atheism and why not to believe in God, and then everything about why to believe in God, and you stack both of them against each other, at the end of the day, it takes way, way more faith to believe that we're here by coincidence than to believe that God created us and loves us and died for us. And so I just wanted to add that, kind of just so you guys know a little bit why we chose this theme for this weekend. I find it extremely important for both the people that believe in God and don't believe in God. If you believe in God, this weekend, I hope and pray that it reinforces your faith and gives you answers to some of your questions, give you answers to the questions that your friends might have, that you know, that your teachers bring up in class, and you're feeling kind of like, oh, well, you know, and it kind of messes with your head, messes with your faith when you're talking about evolution, when they're talking about the Big Bang and all that stuff. So this weekend, we hope and pray that it reinforces your faith. For those of you who don't believe, our hope and prayer is that you would come to that you would feel comfortable by the end of this weekend, comfortable with yourself believing that there is a God that absolutely loves you. So that's just my little spiel for the weekend. We have the three questions for the quiz. Those are it right there. If you want to take a picture of that on your phone, if you want to write them down really, really quick right now. As you guys are doing that, you can also start writing questions for the Q&A. And I'll give you guys about 10 seconds to write those down or take a picture. And if you guys have the answers, you give it to either myself or a leader, and you'll get some tickets. We all good? We have them?
Yeah.
Okay. Brody, you can switch to my number.